Welcome to the Christian Contractor Podcast.
Christian Contractor Podcast.
A show created for kingdom-driven Christian contractors that are focused on scaling their business in God's name while positively impacting the world around them. If you're ready to ascend from a contractor to a purpose-driven business owner, we're here to serve you. Here's your host, Brandon Guthrie.
Nate Piper on the Christian Contractor Podcast. What's up? I'm Brandon Guthrie with Dream Design Labs on the Christian Contractor Podcast, where it's our mission to help Christian contractors bring the passion and purpose back into their business and scale it in the name of God so that we can positively impact the world through the abundance we create together. Thanks for tuning in. I'm super excited to have Nate Piper with GRS Pros with me today. Nate, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. And of course, we got Tom Quirk in the house. What's up, Mr. Tom?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good to be here.
Thanks for being here, guys. I'm super excited for our divine wisdoms, divine download and wisdom that we're going to be dropping today for our Christian contractors listening in. So before we hop into it, if you don't mind, Mr. Tom, would you mind leading us out in a quick prayer?
Yeah, Lord, we just come to you this morning or this afternoon in awe of who you are, the greatness, the power, the holiness, the wonder of who you are as a creator, as a father, and even more that you've drawn us into that family, into being our father and leading us and allowing us to be creative like you are. Lord, we just ask that you'd bless us. Let your spirit lead us. Lord, we ask that you'd minister here today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on. All right. So good. Excited to have you on here, Nate. I know we're going to let the spirit lead us for what exactly the Christian contractors listening in on the other side of this podcast need to hear. So, Nate, give us a quick intro on who you are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, I am a owner-operator of a construction company, and we do a lot of different things from restoration to remodeling to renovation to ground up building, both residential and commercial. I've been doing it professionally for the last 22 years now, but always kind of grew up in the trades and always had a tool in my hand and always trying to fix something or repair something or create something, even if it was a bike ramp, and trying to get things attached. And so I've always had a real passion and understanding for construction. When I went to college, it wasn't what I went to college for. I actually went to college to be a stockbroker because I wanted to be rich and famous and have a lot of money. But I realized that I couldn't wear the suit and tie, and I couldn't do all of the other things that stockbrokers do in their off time. And a lot of that had to do with drinking and women and all those kind of things. So I couldn't live that lifestyle. And so I pivoted back and made it back into construction, and I've loved it ever since.
Wow.
So awesome. So powerful. Huge background. I mean, it's been in the business for 22 years. That's amazing. Some contractors have been in business for 50 years, some in 2 years, 20 years. So different journeys all across the board. And one thing that we all have in common here listening as Christian contractors is we all are after the same mission of glorifying God through what we do in the world, be the salt of the light of the world, to create disciples of the nation, love our brothers and sisters. And we do that usually, hopefully, through our businesses, because our life is all one life, right? Personal, business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we try to separate those. Yeah. And you know, what I've seen is that, I mean, it's all one life, right? It's not separated. It's God's in all of it. So, what's your take on that, Nate? Where the separation between personal and business, thinking, okay, God, my spiritual life is separate from my business. I have to treat my business as my business, yeah, and my personal life, yeah, as my personal life.
Well, I think that's the lie that everybody, believes. There is no separation. You can't go and be one person all week long and then go to church on Sunday and be a completely different person and then leave church and go back to being the other person that you like. That's Like, that's the lie that everybody believes, is that, oh, I can be this and I can be that. No, no, you are who you are. And either you are who you are all the time, or you're always fake and whoever you're trying to be. So,
amen.
Be who you are, be what you're meant to be, and have the values and stand up for whatever you believe is right in the moment. So I get to experience this a lot with the guys that I hire and bring on, because a lot of them are either broken, or they're hurt, or they're damaged, or they're trying to figure things out. And a lot of times it stems from whatever negative conversation that they're having in their head. And so sometimes they truly believe, like, they can separate out, oh, I can do good on this project, but I can also be an alcoholic and go drink, you know, heavily on Friday and everything's okay. Well, no, it's not, right? You've got to be able to live the consistent life. And part of my mission is to help my guys kind of like overcome some of their challenges so that they can be the whole person that they need to be. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't think that there is anything other than one life, and you have to be one person, and you have to live inside that space in your skin. And if you believe in God, then you need to follow those rules and guidelines day in, day out. And there is no separation of church and state. It's always church, you know?
Amen. I think that's exciting. I think, Nate, that's exactly right. I've done a lot of businesses in my life. I've had a little bit of a blessing in being kind of entrepreneurial, missionary, and done a variety of things. But I'll tell you, one of the things I love about contracting is I seem to get, first of all, I have direct contact. Like, I'm involved with people a lot. The people that work for me, I'm engaged with them a lot, right? And they see how I do business, right? Like, there's other businesses where it's been more marketing or something, and people don't necessarily see the behind the scenes way that I choose to do business. And probably the most exciting thing is when I see somebody go, man, I've never really seen anybody do it like that. Like, why don't you just do it like this? It's so much easier. I'm like, yeah, it's just not legal, right? So I just want to do the right thing. It's like, well, you'd make a lot more money. I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like, I used to be a drug dealer and I could make a lot of money doing that too, but that ain't what I don't want to do that, right? And so I love the interaction that we have with the guys that work with us. I love the fact that construction can still be, you know, you and two or three or four guys. I'm sure you're a little bigger than that, Nate, but me, I'm about two or three or four. I'm me and four or five guys. Yeah. And you can have you can make a living, and everybody's making a living, right? Everybody's making, sure. Here I'm paying people a lot of money because you got, you know, rent's expensive, right? And I'm paying a tile guy 10 grand a month, right? And I'm like, it's a blessing to pay a tile guy 10 grand a month and see him support his family and see him take care of his daughter. And it's just a cool business like that. It's very different than anything else I've done. I've owned a furniture factory, furniture stores, a finance company, a photography company, a movie company. But this is really hands-on, and I think it's a great place to be a Christian, because I love, like you said, you can people that come in and do construction are just salt of the earth, regular folks. And I'll tell you, they're some of the better people I've ever hung out with and worked with and spent 8 hours with a day in anything I've ever done, just real genuine people. And I love that. I love that about this business.
Well, I love the business because it gives me an opportunity to be in the trenches.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I get to be in the trenches, and I get to be there with my guys, and they get to see the struggles. They get to see the rises. They get to see the falls. And I don't shy away from my belief. It's not like we go around and we have signs on our neck that say, hey, come to Bible study at 6 a.m. But they realize that, like, okay, this leader, this owner of this business believes in God, believes in the passion, believes in serving, believes in all these things. And he's not just out there talking and preaching it to them, which I do from time to time. But it's more or less from a standpoint of like, hey, why don't we take a look at this? But I'm living it. I live this lifestyle. This isn't fluff, right? It isn't like, oh, well, maybe I can do this today and maybe we can do that tomorrow. And they watch me and they look at it, they say, okay, well, did he, you know, screw this guy over for a few extra dollars so that he can be rich? Or did he make it right with that guy? Did he extend him? Did he give him grace in that moment? And then they start to realize, and then they start to open up, because all this is, this is a blessing to be able to work in this environment and in these trenches and to find people that are trying to find their pathway. And my whole goal is to elevate them out of whatever situation that they're in now. I want to elevate them into a better situation that has different challenges, and then elevate them out of that one into a better one. And people know this. They know what's genuine and they know what's real. And as part of the thing that I think is missing in today's society along all different types of industries, you know, is that they don't have enough leaders that are just guiding and shying away. And we're trying to create church and state. We're trying to create, you know, non-belief in the workplace. And I'm just not going to follow those rules. Mm, you know,
I love it.
Radical, kind of like Jesus.
You know, like a maverick, you know, just kind of do the opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that I think that's exactly what it is, but it feels weird because, you know, it wasn't that long ago. I watched my parents and my grandparents and stuff, and it was a different world, you know. But today, just to be a guy who tells the truth and doesn't lie is a maverick. You know, just to be a guy who comes in, we have a tendency to come in, we pray before we start every day, and people freak out, right? It was funny this week because I'm at first commercial job, so I've got an electrical team, and I know they're a Christian company, but they're doing this electrical work, and I roll in with my guys, and we huddle up and pray, and they all start tripping, right? They're like, wow, that's so cool, you know? And then we're working, and I heard these two electricians up on the ladders talking about God, and they were talking about Jesus and da-da-da, and so we stopped and just started talking. It's so cool to be in a job space where there's two different companies, but I listen to you, you're talking about Jesus, you're over here, we're praying. I'm like, that's just really cool, man. It needs to be more like that.
Yeah. And I heard you talk about lifting up some of your team members, Nate, through your business. So you're kind of using your business as a mission field. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, that's the whole goal of every Christian, right? The whole goal is not to like hold it in and hoard it for yourself, but it's to be able to like be a testimony to others, to guide them along, to help and support and to show them that there's a different path. And once you get through level one, well, guess what? There's level two and three and four and five. And it just keeps going up. And at every level, there's a new challenge, right? I say it all the time. With every level, there's a new devil, right? Mm-hmm. And you got other things that you got to go through and accomplish and get over and hurdle. And I'm not in this business just to be able to fix one or two things for me. Like, I'm beyond that point, right? It's like, okay, this business, everything that I'm doing is to impact everybody behind me. Like, I understand, like, I'm trudging a path and there's a lot of weight that's involved in that, but I'm trying to make the path for the other guys easier to follow. And I want to keep lifting them and taking them along this journey. And it's like, once I get them to the end, it's like, okay, great. You pass level three. Now here's what's in store for you for level four. When you get done with level four, here's level five. And just keep encouraging them as they go through it. Because that's really what they need.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. Tell me a little bit about how you 27 years. What did that look like? First couple years were what? Second, you know, what were those stages or increases in levels in your progress? I'd like to hear that. It'd be a blessing.
Well, you know, it all starts out the same way. A troubled youth that then, you know, trying to find his way into manhood that then struggles through things and then has children and then kind of goes that path. I mean, I had a troubled youth, right? I, you know, had a lot of run-ins with you know, friends and families and even the police and speeding and I had a real big lead foot. I loved to drive fast and that always led into you know, different run-ins, right? But I got into construction, you know, just so that I had something else to do because I didn't want to be a stockbroker. I realized that all the lifestyle that was there was not the right lifestyle for me. Mm-hmm. I could see myself going down a dark path. I didn't like the person I was becoming. I didn't like it. There was like an icky, dark feeling that kind of held over me, and I didn't like it. And so a buddy of mine called me down. He was like, hey, this hurricane hit. I need some help. yada, yada, yada. So I hopped on a plane, went down there, strapped on the tool belt, and got started. And a weekend in, I realized I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I haven't taken a shower in 3 days, haven't eaten in 2 days. I've went to a disaster zone, and I've been working with my hands. And I was the happiest I'd been in a year.
Wow.
And that's the moment that I realized, okay, this is the life I need to be in. And in that portion, I was a grunt, right? I'm pushing a broom, and I'm, you know, putting shingles on roofs, and I'm cleaning out nasty things. And it's like, this is where you start. And I thought I was better than that. But the reality of it is that I had to go through the process of laying the groundwork, of doing the grunt work, you know, being subservient to that thing, right? So that I can then ask for repentance for all the other things that I've been done and pay my dues, right? And then it's like, once you kind of get through that, then you're given a little bit more responsibility. And then you rise up and you show that you can handle that responsibility. And then the next thing, some more responsibility comes. And it's just a process. And it took me a while to realize that every door that slams in your face, it just is another opportunity for a window to open or a back door to open, or it's not the right time. Because I took it personal, you know? Yeah. So we're talking about my journey, right? So I always thought of myself as further down the road than where I was. And it took me a while to kind of come back to that and be humble. Humble was not easy for me to kind of dive in and be in the beginning. Sometimes it's even hard now, but it's like I have to take a step back and realize, like, God, you're working, and I get that. And maybe I'm not ready to be the person that you say that I'm going to be, or that the person that you want me to be in the future, but I'm being the person that I'm supposed to be today, and I got to be okay with that.
So powerful. And vulnerability, one thing I've been learning a lot about it, vulnerability, that word has been highlighted for me a lot lately, that vulnerability is a superpower. So I love when it's really easy to go to a conference or a gathering and talk about how great, all the stuff that's going great. But I actually just went to Mastermind. They opened up with being like, let's be vulnerable. You're all here because you need something. What is that? So they actually had everybody stand up one by one around the room. It was a pretty intimate Mastermind. And one by one, everyone said what they needed. So give us a little vulnerability and some moments in your journey where God played a massive part for you. Mm-hmm. And it was a cool look. In hindsight, you realized what God was doing. I think that would be a cool thing to highlight.
Yeah. I mean, God's always playing a journey, and he's always kind of, you know, laying out that piece. Man, there's so many of them. You know, some of the big important ones is when you're mixing work and family, right? Mm-hmm. And those combinations that come into it. So my oldest son, he's now in his 21, I guess, now a little bit older. He, you know, me and his mother parted ways, right? And so we were struggling, and I'm trying to work a job, and I'm down in New Orleans after Katrina hit. I was down there for 3 years, kind of like helping rebuild the city, and living in a trailer, and, you know, living really hand to mouth. Every dollar I'd make, I was either, you know, squirreling it away in the bank to kind of help, or I was sending it home to them so that they can have money to live on, and all these different things. And there was all of this, you know, these feelings of like, why am I here versus why am I not there, right? And all this struggle and it just kind of was building up, and there was a point in time where, you know, God just had to talk to me. He's like, look, I've got you in this place because you have to learn how to do these things in order for you to take the next step. And I couldn't get past that. I was wanting to be selfish. I wanted to be back home. I wanted to try to make it work with my ex at that point in time. And I wanted to have a family, and I wanted these things that were like eating away at my insides. And it just, it wouldn't happen. Like, you know, there's a couple of times where I was going to make a trip back to Dallas and I ended up having a flat tire, so I couldn't drive out, or my radiator popped and I couldn't leave, right? Like, I was all ready to go. I had everything packed up. I was quitting the job and I was going to go that direction, and then something else would happen. And then that's when I started to realize, like, God's working with you. He's right here. He's touching you. You're not supposed to be there. You're in an incubation period. You're supposed to learn these things. These things are developing for you. Calm down. And so those, I can't tell you how many times those things happen to me on a regular basis. They still happen to this day. It's just, you have to be cognizant enough to be able to recognize when it's happening. And then to say, whoa, okay, I hear you. I'm listening. You're in control. I'm not in control. Yes, you gave me free will, but I'm turning it back over to you because you know more than I do. I'm just your servant. You tell me what you want me to do. And there's a lot of conversations that I've had with myself over the years that go back to that same theme of, like, I'm here to do whatever it is that you tell me to do. I'm not in control of this. Amen. Even though I always try to. So, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, no. So for Christian contractors listening in right now, you know, I'm sure there's a lot going through similar situations, and maybe they're struggling and they're beating themselves up. And, you know, one thing that I've been telling myself that for those that love God, you know, none of it's neither good nor bad. It's just God trying to tell us something. That's it. That's all it is. He's just trying to tell us something. Right. And we're either in a chapter, in a season, and where he's
season, he's reason, or lifetime.
Educate us, build our character, build our endurance, build our skills, build our whatever it is. If we're in prayer every day, seeking him first, trying to tap it into the 104.5 Holy Spirit station, tuning in and, to what the Spirit's telling us, and surrendering and committing 100% to him. And we're praying, please, you know, have that conversation with me and tell me what you need me to be, what you need me to do in that moment. Then we know through all those challenges and trials that come our way are God just trying to tell us something. At least that's what I've told myself. I would love to hear Tom's thought on that. When there's a trial, a tribulation, a valley, a season, my mistake, I introduced Tom, but he's also the senior pastor at Rancho Santa Margarita Calvary Chapel. He's also a contractor as well. So I introduced you, but forgot to hit that. No, so I wanted to hear your take on that for Christian contractors listening in.
Yeah, I'm going to say again, I think this has been the most trial driven job I've taken on. And part of that is I've been doing it for a year and I jumped in knowing nothing. Right. And so I'm kind of a strange guy. I built some churches overseas and stuff, was able to get a license through that, but I hadn't really done anything in the state. So all of a sudden you're like, what's an inspector? You know, I did my first commercial plumbing inspection yesterday. You know, it was like, I think it's, what it's been doing for me, and I think it's just real, right, is the newest thing in my life is to just be able to really work at having peace and not being anxious and not being worried and not being stressed, even though there's lots of stressful things happening around me. And I would say this is the closest thing to, you know, we served in a lot of war zones. I would say this is the closest thing I've done to combat. I mean, I remember the first time I did a job, this 13 months ago, and my main guy, he's my brick. He said things were going wrong and I was stressed. And he's like, dude, things go wrong every day. You're going to have to get used to it. I'm like, do not tell me that. I will leave this business right now. And he's like, no, dude, you're going to have to get used to it because this is the normal mode of operation in construction. I'm like, that is impossible, dude. But been doing it a year and a half, and I'd say, yeah, pretty much normal mode. And you got to just be able to, like, how do we fix that? You know, how do we fix that? And you say spiritually, like, what is that? How does that relate? When we get in a spiritual problem in ministry, you know, my wife, she's pretty direct. She's Korean. She's like, look, would you please figure out what we're doing wrong or what you're doing wrong so we can move on? Because God's not going to move us on until you figure out whatever you're supposed to learn right now. Yeah. And I'm like, And I figured that out in the spiritual side. But it was hard as I jumped into the contracting side. I didn't really bring that with me. I was on the, dude, these people are crazy. Nobody does nothing right. I'm going to kill them all. And I was like, so what do I need to learn? And contracting is bringing order out of chaos. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. I have no idea how else you could do it. I don't know how to do it better. I'm a nobody, but I can just tell you this. The whole thing don't look like anybody figured anything out. You're like, what? So you got all these people. The first thing I told my my tile guy is the very first project. He said, dude, it's a lot harder than you think. I'm like, dude, just come do a job. I'm going to open this business. It's going to blow up. Come on. And he's like, it's a lot harder than you think. So he says, well, let's do one project together. So we're doing a project. And I remember I was plumbing in the shower head, the valve. And he goes, how'd you learn how to do that? And I'm like, dude, how long have you been doing this? 11 years? How many showers have you done? He's like, I don't know, 1,000 probably. And I'm like, and you never watched a plumber plumb a shower and thought, gee, I should figure that out? He's like, no, I'm a tile guy. And then later in the week, right, I'm doing I'm just watching YouTube videos, bro. And I'm tapping down the mud, deck mud, you know, and I'm trying to get it right. And he's helping me and he's watching and we get done. And he goes, dude, that is so pro. That's like one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. How many of you have done? I said, that's the first one I ever did in my life, but don't tell nobody. And he's like, dude, there's just no way. And I'm like, hold on, you've never done a deck? You've never done a shower pan? He's like, no. I'm like, dude, you've done 1,000 showers and you've never done a shower pan. I'm like, I don't even understand that mindset. But that's how it is. It's so disjointed because one person, he does shower pans. And then you got to wait 3 days to get the guy who comes and does the other thing. And then you got to wait 3 days for the other guy. And I'm like, dude, why can't we just – and I don't know how it works. All I know is it's chaos and – I didn't have peace in it in the beginning. It was very stressful for me. I remembered it because I hit this commercial job and the first 3 weeks I was just dying because I'm looking at things going, I have no idea how to do that. You know, and I'm trying to figure it out. And that stress, I mean, I love Nate. He's having
I'm fun. Laughing with you because I've been there, you know.
Transparent, you know.
Yeah. And I always love it when I get a new project manager on it and they're just stressed to no end. It's like, whoa, 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 calm down. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah. I need a Nate. See, I don't got the Nate going, dude, calm down. It's going to be all right. I got to, if you don't know, ask me. I'm sitting there going, I pulled out ChatGTP.
Yeah.
And I looked at my blueprints on the plumbing and I thought, as it pertains to plumbing blueprints, what does P.0.V. (E)(W) 2-inch mean? He said, oh, that means a point of connection existing 2-inch waste pipe. I'm like, oh. Yeah. But I don't have nobody, right? I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, I wish I had ChatGPT back when I was learning this stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you, that thing is amazing. I'm like, how does it know that, dude?
Yeah.
So good. So good. Awesome. So amazing. And, you know, what I'm taking away there is that, you know, Tom, obviously talking about leveling up from level one, level two, level three, God's put Tom in this next
put him on an elevator
to level up because you're talking about stretching. Tom's like, let's go. And Tom's getting stretched. I love that. And, so that's amazing, guys. And we're coming up here at the top of the hour. This is amazing. And what I've taken away is number one, that personal business, it's not separated. It's all one. It's all God's mission field. And number two is that business and your team is the mission field. And number three is that the seasons that God puts us through, it's God trying to teach us and trying to tell us something. And like your wife said, Tom, let's learn the lessons so we can move on. I love that saying. I love that. It's like, instead of panicking, look around. Whoa, what is God trying to tell me right here? Let's learn it so we can go ahead and write it down and move on with our lives. Right. And I think that's amazing for our Christian contractors listening in right now. It can be chaos, right? Especially within the times that we're in, right? Inflation, this, you know, election year. So all kinds of craziness that's among us right now. And we're, I think the industry as a whole is feeling the inflation impact now. It wasn't immediate, but it's starting to, the blow is a little bit softened blow and more spread out. And so there's probably a lot of Christian contractors listening in right now that are needing a lifeline, right? They're throwing their hands up and they're like, God, what do I do right now? And I pray that they hear this, that Tom's going through stuff, I'm going through stuff, Nate's going through stuff, and that there can be peace found in that, because God promises us that he works all these things together for the good that loves of the ones that love him. So that's encouraging for me, though. This is a selfish thing for me to hear you guys. And I pray that it's a selfish thing for you to reflect. It's like looking in a mirror and talking to yourself. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I pray that the Christian contractors listening in as well can see that, look around and identify, what's God trying to tell me here? Because there's a value in every situation, in every season that God is trying to teach us. And so I love that the Holy Spirit highlighted that for us. So
I got one other thought that I think is really big. I know we're quite right at the end. I watched Nate kind of laughing as I was sharing, and it was not a mocking laugh, it was a laugh that encouraged the heck out of me, because it was a laugh that he goes, "Hey, I know right where you at. I've been there too." And I don't really have that. I have one guy, but I just sitting here with Nate on this 15 minutes has encouraged me, you know, and I'd love to spend more time talking with you sometime in the future, Nate.
Absolutely.
But because the other thing, I think I'm older, right? I've been through some things, right? And it's easy to think, well, I'm going to do this. But I'll tell you, at wherever you're at, it doesn't make a difference where you're at, what you're doing, what you think you've done. If you can be humble enough to look around and connect with other Christian guys that are, and I get it from you as well, Brennan. It's a little different with Nate because I feel it's right in what I'm doing, right? But I think that one of the things we got to do is one of the ways we experience God, one of the ways we get built up, one of the ways we get blessed is this right here. And I'm so encouraged by what you're doing, Brandon, because this 15, 20, 30 minute conversation that's really about a lot of different things. But what it does is it says to me, God's working. I'm not the only one out here struggling. I'm not the only one having the problem. I'm not the only one stressed. I'm not the only one trying to figure it out. And God's helping Nate and God's helping Brandon. And that reinforces that I can have that faith that God's going to help me too. And I think that's big. I love what you're doing, Brandon. I wish as Christian businessmen, we would do more of this. I know we're all busy, and that's probably the time thief of the age is we're so busy we don't have time. But I'll tell you, is getting together with other men that are being victorious or that are struggling through failure, but they're still hanging on to the truth and to God and those things. That's what makes it happen. And I'm thankful for you guys today.
Amen. Amen. 100%.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be here. One of the things I want to end on this is that, you know, I've done somewhere around 60,000 projects and seen a lot of different things and kind of been a part of these as we've grown over the last 20 years. And one of the things somebody told me a long time ago is that the closest that you'll ever be to God, that you'll ever touch, what you ever experience, that you'll ever be a part of, is when you're doing your construction business and you're actually working. And that is the closest that you'll ever have in your relationship with God. And the reason is that you're now doing the same activity that God does and has done in the very beginning when he had creation, right? Mm-hmm. He came down and he created and he put his hands in it, and he was a worker. He wasn't the manager sitting behind the desk kind of like punching some keyboards and taking some phone calls. He was the worker that was there. And so as we're going through this as owners and construction workers and inside of this realm of the construction industry, know that every day that you're working, you're as close to God as you ever be. And that is all you need to be. And sometimes you just need to be quiet enough to listen to all the little things that he's telling you. And if you can quiet your mind enough, he's speaking as loud as he can. But he'll never shout at you. But he will talk quietly to you like a father talks to a child as he's trying to have him put on his shoe. So I just wanted to put that out.
Powerful. And so good. So good for us Christian contractors listening in right now. When you're working with your hands, God's right there with you. Cause that, like Nate was saying, that's exactly what he did when he created us, created the universe. That's amazing. And yeah. And like what you were saying, Tom, I love bringing us Christian brothers together. And you know, that's been placed on my heart, and that's why, you know, we started this podcast. And we went to Mexico and built that home. Like that's the dream. That's the dream, you know, to bring us Christian contractors together and be the hands and feet of Jesus, with boots on the ground. So we we took this step. We're trusted with a little, so we'll be trusted with a lot, you know. So I'm starting doing it now so that I'll make sure to honor that and do that through wherever God ends up taking us on a journey. But my prayer is that Nate will join us next year, and several other Christian contractors will join us next year. And we're already talking, Nate, Tom, that we're going to have our own build for the next time, maybe a couple, you know. So glory to God, and God willing, and I know his plan is there. So just want to plant that seed that that's what's on my heart for the Christian Contractor Podcast, and the community that's going to develop is bringing Christian contractors together to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world, wherever we're being led to impact, and also to lift each other up, right? We are the mission field for each other. Love our brothers and sisters. Like, we got plenty of need right here on this podcast, and plenty of need right here listening to this podcast. You know, that's the mission field. We don't need to go anywhere to build a home around, you know. You can build a home, or you can support your brother and love on your brother. So that I love it. And thank you, Tom, for highlighting that. You know, that I'm super pumped to have you guys here, and pray that the listeners in will, you know, like, subscribe, whatever it is, be a part of the community and the mission. And I'm sure there'll be invites going around of all the cool projects that will be coming up. So on that note, Nate, thank you so much for being here. I think we went through some great content today. Nate, where can people find you?
So I guess the best place to find me is on Facebook through GRS Pros. Just kind of reach out there, or you can look up my own personal thing on there or on LinkedIn. But we're always doing something. We're on a project working, and we're always here to help and serve.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Tom, where can people find you?
Yeah, easiest place to catch us is at CCRSM. So that stands for Calvary Chapel Rancho Santa Margarita. So CCRSM.net. And we are also at SuperiorHomeRenovations.net as well. But yeah, catch me at the church. I'm always available.
Amazing. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into the Christian Contractor Podcast. I'm Brandon Guthrie with Dream Design Labs. If you're a Christian contractor that wants to take territory in God's name, learn how we do just that at go.dreamdesignlabs.com/case-study. Check it out. It's free. I guarantee you'll get great value from the content. And remember, marketing doesn't have to be hard. All you need is the right tools and the right heart to serve. Till next time, stay blessed. And Nate, thank you very much for being here. And Tom as well.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Nate.
Yeah, good to meet you, Tom. Thanks, guys.